code of silence that we don't dare speak. There's a wall between us and a river so deep. We keep pretending that there's nothing wrong. There's a code of silence and it can't go on.
Hi, I'm Alan Watts and this is Cutting Through the Matrix on Wednesday the 9th of July 2008. For newcomers, look into cuttingthroughthematrix.com and download as many of the previous talks I've given over many years, which help to give you shortcuts to fill in this big puzzle, this big system, a total system that guides the world and is showing its teeth right now as it, through law and through force, creates this new system, this new world order, and the velvet glove is off the iron fist. Everyone can see it. So I've put up lots of talks together to help to cover the histories, the organizations, and the big players behind this down through the ages. Also look into Alan Watts Sentinel.eu for transcripts which you can download and print up and pass around. And they're done in the various languages of Europe. We're being browbeaten through Pavlovian techniques of fear. Fear is used so simply, all pervasively on a world society to train us into thinking in a new way of conservation. Conservation and fitness and health and new types of food, etc., including the ultimate elimination of all meat eating from people's diets. All on the cards, all written about from the top, and many articles have come out in coordination at the same time over the last couple of weeks on these very topics. So this is what they call a must-be. When all the media come out and give you the same topics at the same time on these rather odd particular lines, such as elimination of meat from the diet, including from the United Nations, by the way, that they were the biggest ones to push out these handouts to all the media, they mean it. And this was planned a long, long time ago. And that's also why you had the mad cow scare in Britain and in Europe. Many people came out of that scare eating nothing but the modified vegetables because they're terrified now of eating meat. The people who were growing deer as a substitute for cattle in Canada, on advice of the government and taking grants from the government and putting their own pension funds into the creation of these farms, had them all destroyed by the same government a few years later, when they said that there might be the chance of the same mad cow disease, which they're calling mad elk disease, getting into the deer supply. And they killed, by law, all the stocks of deer. Not one case, by the way. After they examined the heads of these deer, it was found to contain mad cow, or mad deer, or mad elk. The whole thing is rather mad altogether. But that is how these spells are cast upon the people, and they're called spells. In the high occult, from the most ancient times, they knew how to create forms, as Plato called them. They're a form of spell, cast a spell by repetition from people in authority. And it's so difficult for the average person at the bottom to believe that such a responsible person, a fatherly figure, someone with authority, would be lying to you. And why it works is because we would never imagine telling such an incredibly huge lie over and over. That's exactly why it does work. I'll be back with more after this break.
Would you trade your freedom for a fresh tomato? Before you laugh, just look at the news headlines. The world food shortage is real and is happening right now. Are you prepared? Do you have a long-term food solution? Time is running out. Visit survivalistseeds.com. Learn how you can have healthy food for just 4 pennies a pound. The choice between abundance and starvation is made today, not when it's too late. Order from survivalistseeds.com today and get a free instructional video on how to make a portable water filter. That's survivalistseeds.com. Get 5,000 pounds of fresh food for 4 pennies a pound. Learn how to never run out of food at survivalistseeds.com. That's survivalistseeds.com. Remember, your lack of action today will determine your suffering after the collapse. Survivalistseeds.com. Because patriots never run out of food.
Do you ever forget why you walked into a room or where you put the car keys? Do you feel like you might be slowing down mentally? That could be a sign that the brain is aging. Our brains control nearly every function of our body, including our ability to learn, remember, and concentrate. Sadly, as we age, our brain cells begin to die off. We may lose 30 to 50,000 a day. In youth, brain cells are protected by special proteins, but these proteins become depleted as we age. University scientists in Wisconsin found a unique calcium-binding protein in jellyfish that can protect brain cells. Prevagen is the only all-natural replacement source for these proteins. Studies show that Prevagen can reduce brain cell loss by up to an astounding 50%. Side effects? The only kind reported are the ones you want, like a healthier brain, a sharper mind, and clearer thinking. Find out more by visiting our website at Prevagen.com. You can also purchase Prevagen by calling 888-814-0814. That's Prevagen.com or 888-814-0814. Call today for a special offer from Prevagen.
Let me tell you why I take Beta Prostate. As a man, I know my chances of having an enlarged prostate is pretty good. As a matter of fact, by the age of 40, our prostate can swell to the size of an apricot. And by age 60, our prostate can enlarge to the size of a lemon. Now, your prostate is right next to your bladder, so this is the main reason why men are up all night going to the bathroom. A good night's sleep is important for every man and their wives, since every time you wake up, she wakes up. So what do? You see your doctor for checkups, eat a healthy diet, and take what I take. It's called Beta Prostate, and it's a natural supplement that helps maintain prostate health. Over 2 million bottles of Beta Prostate have been sold. Why? Because it works. Try it free today by calling 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848. Don't put this call off until tomorrow. Try it free today. Dial 1-800-362-5848.
Back cutting through the matrix and talking about the way that society is led, how they lead the sheep from generation to generation along the cultural path of change, which of course are planned well in advance, published in advance in many books, and then it's followed to the letter. These guys are very good at following their own plans to the letter, that you really trust what they print. Maybe you'll think they're behind in their schedule. I don't think so whatsoever. I think they're right on target. Don't make these kinds of mistakes. When major world wars were being drummed up, and they were being drummed up through the old newspapers prior to World War I and II, when even Bertrand Russell said the inevitability of war was in the air, you could smell it, you could feel it from every quarter. They found neurosis breaking out in members of society because the media, which is well written about by Carol Quigley, who did the documentation on this in his book Tragedy and Hope, when they came up with all the big lies to tell the British people that the Germans were going to gas them all, even going so far as to give them all gas masks that you had to wear at all times, have with you at all times, and ones for your children, it's all to heighten this inevitability of war. They wanted to get you into the war mood, but it's this term, inevitability of it, acceptance of it, that was so important. And people were having nightmares and dreams of their children suffocating or dying, with gas, and quickly himself said in Tragedy and Hope, it was all a big lie. They just picked numbers out of the air, as they generally do, and told the public that Hitler had billions of gas, tons of this gas to drop from the air and to really kill them all. It's quite something. There's no limit that they won't go to, nothing they won't do to get away. And here you have an article here about neurosis, present-day neurosis, and it's from the Herald Sun. The headline is Doomed to a Fatal Delusion Over Climate Change by Andrew Bolt, July the 9th, 2008. It says here, psychiatrists have detected the first case of global change delusion, they're calling it. And they haven't even got to Kevin Rudd and his global warming guru. Writing in the Australian and New Zealand Journal of Psychiatry, Joshua Wolfe and Robert Sallow of Royal Children's Hospital say this delusion was a previously unreported phenomenon. A 17-year-old man was referred to the inpatient psychiatric unit at Royal Children's Hospital, Melbourne, with an 8-month history of depressed mood. He also had visions of apocalyptic events. So have alarmists of the year, Tim Flannery, Prophet of Doom, Al Gore, and Richard Brazen, but I digress. The patient had also developed the belief that due to climate change, his own water consumption could lead within days to the death of millions of people through exhaustion of water supplies. But never mind the poor boy who became too terrified even to drink. What's scarier is that people in charge of our government seem to suffer from this climate change delusion too. Here's Prime Minister Kevin Rudd yesterday with his own apocalyptic vision. If we do not begin reducing the nation's levels of carbon pollution, Australia's economy will face more frequent and severe droughts, less water, reduced food production, and devastation of areas such as the Great Barrier Reef and the Kakadu wetlands. And here's a senior Sydney Morning Herald journalist aghast at the horrors described in a report on global warming released on Friday by Rudd's guru, Professor Ross Garnon. Australians must pay more for petrol, food and energy, or ultimately face a rising death toll. What he's pointing out, this journalist, is this is terror, you see. This is terror creation from the top to force us, you know, the little people at the bottom, the sheep, to change our ways through terror. Simple, basic, terrifying news with nothing really to back it up. I've got lots of documentation, which I'll read maybe on Friday, on this whole global weather scam. It says, well, pay more for food or die, is that Rudd's next campaign slogan? Of course, we can laugh at this and must, but the price for such folly may soon be your job, or at least your cash. Rudd and Garnaut want to scare you into backing their plan to force people who produce everything from petrol to coal-fired electricity, from steel to soft drinks, to pay for licenses to emit carbon dioxide. The gas they think is heating the world to hell. The cost of those licenses, totaling in the billions of dollars, will then be passed on to you, the consumer, through higher fuel bills for petrol, power, food, housing, air travel, and anything else that uses lots of gassy power. And some countries are even planning to tax farting cows. So there's no end to the ways you can be stung. Rudd hopes this pain will make you switch to expensive but less gassy alternatives. And hey presto, the world's temperature will then fall, just like it's actually done since the day Al Gore released An Inconvenient Truth. But you have spotted already the big flaw in Rudd's mad plan, one that confirms he and Garnaut really have delusions. The truth is, Australia on its own emits less than 1.5% of the world's carbon dioxide. Any savings we will make no real difference, given that China, now the biggest emitter, and India, the fourth, are booming so fast that they alone will pump out 42% of the world's greenhouse gases by 2030. Indeed, so fast are the world's emissions growing, by 3.1% a year, thanks mostly to these two giants. But the 20% cuts Rudd demands of Australians by 2020 would be swallowed up in just 28 days. That's just how little our multi-billions of dollars in sacrifices will matter. And that's why Rudd's claim that we'll be ruined if we don't cut Australia's gases is a lie. To be blunt, ask Rudd's guru, Garneau, on Friday admitted any cuts we make will be useless unless they inspire other countries to do the same, especially China and India. Only a global agreement has any prospect of reducing risks of dangerous climate change to acceptable levels. So almost everything depends on China and India copying us, but the chances of that are big round zero. You know why that is? Because you see, in the GATT Treaty, and it was the same in the NAFTA Treaty, it's written right there, going to the various treaties and the ones to do with the United Nations Agenda 21. The richer countries are to pay to bring up the standards of living in the third world countries, and the third world countries are exempt from paying or even filtering their pollutions, but they're exempt from paying anything on them in the meantime. That's why. And that's why it's American, British, and so on companies, they're in China. You don't have to pay for all the pollution in China. Because China, even though it's rolling in the dough, being a good communist country that it is, and it's the main manufacturer for the whole planet, doesn't have to pay these carbon taxes. So all the factories within it don't have to either. So why are the publics of the world being forced? The whole thing is a giant scam. A scam to rob you. It's one of the biggest businesses out right now is this carbon credit nonsense. Huge business and spin-offs of it. It's like selling prayers, and as they did in the Middle Ages. It's the same abstract nonsense of terrifying the public and making them pay for it so that a small elite will reap the benefits at the top. You even have carbon offset choices now. We can buy or at least adopt a tree. Adopt a tree. How can you adopt a tree? I mean, it was fireless before, like it needed you or something. Utter scams, as I say, equivalent to the selling of indulgences in the Middle Ages. And here they've pulled the same stunt again, and using the force of law to make us all obey. Remember the book, The First Global Revolution, where the Club of Rome, written by the founders of the Club of Rome, say in their book that back in the 70s, they looked upon a way to unite the whole world, and they found that the world only worked together, and countries worked together during wartime status. So they're going to use a war scenario to unite the world. And it says, we hit upon the idea of claiming that man was an enemy to the planet, and through his pollution, causing global warming, etc., he was making war on the planet, and therefore was an enemy of the planet. They said, that would fit the bill. That would fit the bill. The whole thing is a gigantic scam. And now you have neurosis from those who are rather weak to begin with. They don't know themselves, they don't know what's going on, they have no grasp of their own identity, they are neurotic, and now we're seeing the symptoms break out as this propaganda machine. It's into everything, it's in all the big ads, the big marketing companies are all greening, and terrifying us too. We're seeing it actually affect the people, and they're having nightmares about things. It also means that those who are really neurotic will become the violent ones in the future. They will be the green police. And they will be utterly, or even like the old brown shirts of Nazi Germany, they'll be the green shirts. And they will be turned loose on the public with their crazy neurosis. And they'll do it with no mercy. Back with more after this break.
Each client
has a unique situation.
Each client is first and foremost
an individual.
Each client with Onesti Investment Advisors has a different set of goals,
time frames,
risk tolerance,
and needs.
But the philosophy at Onesti Investment Advisors always remains the same.
1.
The preservation of capital.
2.
Consistent profitability. And
3.
The pursuit of superior returns.
In that order.
CFP certificate, John Onesti has over 14 years in the financial services industry and understands the complexities of today's markets. At Onesti Investment Advisors, we have no conflicts of interest, so we look out for you, our client. The better you do,
the better we do.
To learn more about our products and services, call Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Visit us online at onestiadvisors.com or
click on our banner ad on the RBN website.
Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Hi folks, I am Alan Watt and we're cutting through the matrix. And so, as I say, the Club of Rome, one of the big premier think tanks that dreams up these scams for the future, near the cap of the pyramid and passes it on to the lesser ones below to find ways to actually market it into society and it through education. It's very important that you must get the youngsters brainwashed with this stuff, and it's through all the little novels that are written out for children to read. People should have a good look at them. It's so politically correct. These little novels are giving out to school children. It's scary. Total indoctrination in lies for an agenda too. But that's the stick they're using, the scam of global warming. Here is an article that was sent to me by a guy who was a weatherman on a television station for years. And it's James Spann, is his name, S-P-A-N-N. It says, global warming movement turns cool. Let me warn you, there's a little longer than usual post, but it was prompted by a big one-ed article in Birmingham's News this morning. Take the time to read it, if you dare. Seems like our local paper has settled on one side of the climate change debate, which is certainly the right, but I have the right to publish this article as well. 2 years ago, it seemed like nothing could stop the global warming train. Most of the media, those in Hollywood, politicians, many on both sides of the cultural divide, and enlightened environmentalists were all telling us that man was causing runaway warming of the Earth's atmosphere, meaning global catastrophe only decades ahead for all of us. Scary stuff. The problem is that a majority of those in this almost, and I would cut out the almost, this religious movement have little training in atmospheric science and little understanding of the issue. They jumped on the bandwagon because it matches their worldview or pads their pockets. This issue has generated great wealth on both sides of the argument, and I need to say up front, I have absolutely no financial interest in climate. I'm paid the same regardless of whether man is involved in climate change or not, and I've never taken a dime for speech on the subject. The simple truth is that the anthropogenic global warming train has slowed to a crawl, and the riders are jumping off as fast as they're discovered. What's the truth? Let's begin with something we can all agree on. The climate is changing. It has always changed. It is changing now. And it will always change. Beyond that, here are some simple facts that make those left on the global warming train very uncomfortable. The Earth is no warmer now than it was in 1998. Now that is one thing we all agree upon. Even the ones who are all getting paid by the United Nations through grants. When you realize that most of the big experts you hear from all sides of it are paid by the UN and the foundations through grants to come up with the nonsense. They wouldn't be paid if they came up with negative results. Simple as that. Carbon dioxide is not a pollutant, but a gas indispensable to plant life. Plants, in turn, release oxygen, which sustain animal and human life. I should add here, too, something they don't mention anymore. If you ever go to your hospitals, they'll take the plants away at night because the plants reverse the cycle at night. They will take in oxygen and put out carbon dioxide. That includes the trees, by the way. The primary greenhouse gas is water vapor, not carbon dioxide. Water vapor is natural in the atmosphere. We'd all be dead. The lack of solar activity in recent months suggests global warming or cooling might be our biggest potential climate change problem in coming years. The planet has had weather disasters, extremes, and anomalies since it has been here. It just didn't have 24-hour news channels and the internet in prior decades to spread the news. I should add to that the Weather Channel, because that was their job, to start creating hype about 2 inches of rainfall or half an inch of rainfall. Weather now is just one big crisis on the weather station. That's his job, to change the way you perceive things. I have been doing the weather on local television for 30 years, and every year I have had people come up to me and tell me they can never remember the weather being this strange. See, people don't have memory of the past, especially to do with weather. That's why the Club of Rome picked this particular topic. People don't remember. Most of that you see and hear speaking on the subject have little scientific knowledge. Here's a quote from Dr. Spencer, a climatologist at the University of Alabama and Huntsville, from an article he penned recently. Alarmists like Al Gore will use pseudoscientific justifications and comparisons in their attempt to make a connection between carbon dioxide and global warming. Even though CO2 is necessary for life on Earth, the alarmists insist on calling it a pollutant. See how they alter your perception by the use of words. The alarmists insist on calling it a pollutant, even though it's a necessary part of life. Referring to our atmosphere as an open sewer. See, negative impact again, negative terminology. For instance, Gore likes to point out that Venus has more CO2 in its atmosphere than the Earth does, and its surface is hot enough to melt lead. Therefore, more CO2 causes warming. But we also know that the Martian atmosphere has 15 times as much CO2 as our own atmosphere, and its surface temperature averages 70 degrees Fahrenheit below zero. So you see, in science, a little knowledge is a dangerous thing. Dr. James McClintock, marine biologist at UAB today, an op-ed published by the Birmingham News, claimed that America is warming quickly. I'll continue with this after this break. It's quite interesting.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Let me tell you why I take Beta Prostate. As a man, I know my chances of having an enlarged prostate is pretty good. As a matter of fact, by the age of 40, our prostate can swell to the size of an apricot. And by age 60, our prostate can enlarge to the size of a lemon. Now, your prostate is right next to your bladder, so this is the main reason why men are up all night going to the bathroom. A good night's sleep is important for every man and their wives, since every time you wake up, she wakes up. So what do? You see your doctor for checkups, eat a healthy diet, and take what I take. It's called Beta Prostate, and it's a natural supplement that helps maintain prostate health. Over 2 million bottles of Beta Prostate have been sold. Why? Because it works. Try it free today by calling 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848. Don't put this call off until tomorrow. Try it free today. Dial 1-800-362-5848. How many of you have started your day, gone to work, and felt tired and weighed down? Or you go out at night to dinner, and you're uncomfortable because you're bloated and gassy? Well, the reason for this is that you might not be going to the bathroom enough. Huh, I know people that go to the bathroom once every 4 days, and they think that it's normal. But the worst scenario is when you look down at your belt line, you see your belly sticking out, but you know it's not fat. It's all that food you ate from days before. Well, from Nutritional Leaders New Vitality comes a great product called Colon and Body Cleanse. I take New Vitality's Colon and Body Cleanse because this product is like giving your body a shower on the inside. It cleans your digestive system by sweeping out your 25 feet of intestinal tract with natural herbs. I feel alive and lighter because I don't have anything weighing me down anymore. To try the Colon and Body Cleanse, call 1-800-362-5848. The first 100 callers will get a free gift. Don't wait. Call now. 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Hi, folks. I'm Alan Watt, and this is Cutting Through the Matrix. Reading an article by a man who was a weatherman for years on a local television station. And he says, he's on to say here, Dr. James McClintock, marine biologist at UAB, today an op-ed piece published by the Birmingham News claims that Antarctica is warming quickly. Dr. McClintock, I am sure, is an excellent marine biologist. I never not even make an effort to challenge his knowledge of that science, but what is his background in atmospheric science? And where does that claim come from? Here is what certified consultant meteorologist CCM Joe Dalio says about this. The shattered part of the Wilkins ice sheet was 160 square miles in area, which is just 0.01% of the total current Antarctic ice cover, like an icicle falling from snow and ice-covered roof, Dalio wrote on March 25th. We are very likely going to exceed last year's record for southern hemisphere ice extent, yet the world's left with the false impression that Antarctica's ice sheet is also starting to disappear, Dalio added. False impression. See, remember that part, false impression. And from climate scientist Ben Herman, past director of the Institute of Atmospheric Physics and former head of the Department of Atmospheric Sciences at the University of Arizona, it is interesting that all of the AGW, anthropogenic global warming, stories concerning Antarctica are always about what's happening around the Western Peninsula, which seems to be the only place on Antarctica that has shown warming. How about the net no change or cooling over the rest of the continent, which is probably about 95% of the landmass, not to mention the record sea ice coverage recently? See, they had a record sea ice coverage recently. They don't mention that much in the big hype videos. I should also note that the mythical UNIPCC consensus, now that's this integrated, all these scientists working at the United Nations for this group on global warming, all getting big fat paychecks, as they go along with it, that is. It says here, it continues to crumble. Dr. Kimonari Ito, an award-winning PhD environmental physical chemist. Physical chemist who specializes in optical waveguide spectroscopy from the University of Tokyo and a top UPCC scientist, calls global warming fears the worst scientific scandal in history. The worst scientific scandal in history, in the weblog of former Colorado State climatologist Dr. Roger Bielke. Here's what Canadian climatologist Tim Ball says about the IPCC. The IPCC is a political, and remember, this is the truth here. It's very important to listen to the words. The IPCC is a political organization, and yet it is the sole basis of the claim of a scientific consensus on climate change. Consensus is neither a scientific fact nor important in science, but is very important in politics. There are 2,500 members in the IPCC, divided between 600 in Working Group 1, who examine the actual climate science, and 1,900 Working Groups in 2 and 3. Working Groups 2 and 3 who study the impact, adaptation, and vulnerability and mitigation of climate change, respectively. Of the 600 in WGI, 308 were independent reviewers, but only 32 reviewers commented on more than 3 chapters, and only 5 reviewers commented on all 11 chapters of the report. They accept without question the findings of the WGI and assume global warming to humans is a certainty. In a circular argument typical of so much climate politics, the work of the 1900 less than 1% of the scientific population is listed as proof of human-caused global warming. Though they established the IPCC as the only credible authority, thus further isolating those who raise questions, you cannot get one of these big fat paychecks as a scientist unless you are already agreed on the agenda as being that of global warming. If you have contrary evidence, and there's lots and lots of it, it's no thanks, sir. Your resume is turned down. I find it interesting that most of the predictions coming from the IPCC are based on computer model output. This is where it's all coming from. They make a program to fit the conclusions, and sure enough, it will. Those of us in the trench who deal with the Earth's atmosphere every day know that computer model data is often horrible 24 hours in advance. How bad can it be out to 50 or 100 years? The Oregon Institute of Science and Medicine this month announced that 31,072 U.S. scientists, 9,021 with PhDs, signed a petition stating that there is no convincing scientific evidence that human release of carbon dioxide, methane, or other greenhouse gases is causing, or will cause in the future, catastrophic heating of the Earth's atmosphere and disruption of the Earth's climate. John Coleman, meteorologist and founder of the Weather Channel, calls the GW movement the greatest scam in history. The greatest scam in history. And that goes back to what I said, the guys that dreamed up the scam, the guys who get big, big funding from the banking boys and the big foundations, the Club of Rome, when they said in their own book, when they were looking for all ways to unite the planet under a war scenario, how could they possibly do it? They thought of UFO invasions, yada, 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 but they hit upon global warming. That would fit the bill. In their own words. I encourage all of you to read material on both sides of these issues and make up your own mind. Mr. Gore, the science is not settled and the invitation for debate remains wide open. Heaven help us this fall when ABC television tells us that the world as we know it is about to end because of global warming. Never let facts get in the way of a good story, especially one that scares you to death. I consider myself an environmentalist. There are some serious environmental issues out there. Global warming is not one of them. One of the best ways to become a truly environmentally concerned person is to walk the banks of an Alabama river or stream for half a day and pick up trash and garbage. Anyone want to join me? And that's a very good article from this website is alabamawx.com by James Spann, who is a weatherman. Well worth reading. It's amazing how big magic acts are created. But when you go into history, you find it's not the first big scam to get people to change their ways, because a small elite have a different agenda, sees a different agenda that's underway here. It's the one of eventual depopulation, how we must start to basically terminate so many lives per year to save the world and save poor old Gaia, Mother Earth. That's what it's all really about. And it's to be used as a big stick to take away your private property eventually. Remember, the same Agenda 21 of the United Nations has stated in its charter on Agenda 21, the 21st century. When they move everyone into these new habitat areas, there will be no private property. There'll be no private transportation either. You'll be locked in this brave new world. And totalitarian regimes, they do not like people having free travel. Look at your history books. That's been imperative. No free travel. And we're all being dished out ID cards with that other scam behind it of global terrorism. So it all works together. And psychopaths at the top can never change their ways. That's why they're so predictable. They always, down through the ages, get to a standard of power, and they turn on the people with the same format. Now we'll go to the phones, and we've got Charles in Canada. Are you there, Charles?
Oh, yes, I am.
Yes, go ahead.
Well, I have two things I'd like to leave with you, perhaps. They're not consistent with what you were speaking with today's topics, but first of all, I'd like to, since you did cover the Antarctic, I'd like perhaps to remind everyone of the 1946-1947 U.S. Navy operation with Admiral Byrd. It was called Operation High Jump, where they discovered 300 square miles that remained unfrozen water inside the Antarctic on the mainland.
I've actually got an article from 1920 from National Geographic. I have it here, in fact.
Oh, really?
And they were talking then about what was happening, because at that time a good part of the Arctic had become unfrozen, and they could see the dry land and so on, and in that time in between, it got recovered all over again. See, we're not getting all the facts here, that there's cycles that go on and off all down through time.
Not at all. And then getting back to the New World Order, the police state that they're attempting to accomplish, which is actually really a military state, I think we agree, don't we? I see that the police chief in Toronto, I'm a Canadian, Toronto is in Ontario, Canada. The police chief this year approached the Toronto District School Board, Toronto being one of the largest cities in Canada, to discuss the school resource officer initiative to assign 30 armed police constables in all of the schools this fall in Toronto, Ontario. Now, these are going to be armed police constables.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be... he would like to call them officers, but I know they're simply constables.
Mm-hmm.
And that's another curious thing, where they have us believing these people are officers just by virtue of having joined a police force with a uniform on.
Yeah.
I don't know how they obtained this rank all of a sudden. An officer is different than a constable. And then the other issue is a friend of mine is a school teacher in New Brunswick. She teaches kindergarten. Yeah. This year, at the end of the year, she teaches kindergarten, grade one. She was told that next year, or this fall, she will not be permitted, or it will not be part of the curriculum, to teach children to or to cause any kind of instruction that would allow children to recognize letters or numbers.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember you talked on another show about how this new initiative was coming in from England.
That's right.
From Great Britain. Well, it's here already. She just told me this a couple days ago.
Yeah, they want a dumbed-down illiterate society that will be easily managed, very easily managed, in the next 20 years or so, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah. So they'll have armed police constables, and here's a direct quote from the chief. He says, hold on 1 second, then I'm going to go, okay? He says, it's not my intention to go in and be hall monitors, okay? No, he wants to be in full uniform and armed, and... Oh, he says this will help build trust between youth and police.
Yes.
Oh, it's sick, man. It is so, so sick.
Yeah, it is. It is, yeah.
Congratulations on all the good work there, Al, and keep up the good work, buddy.
Thanks for calling.
Good luck. Thank you.
But, yeah, we're being conned too, and this idea of having police in school should not be happening. It really should not be happening. But it is happening. It's the agenda to get everyone used to obeying authority from a very early age. The man in black must be obeyed. That's what it's all about. Now we've got Carl in California. Are you there, Carl?
Hi, Alan.
Hi.
Isn't this just a classic magic technique where they distract us with something like global warming and then carry out their shock and awe strategy?
It's part of it. They call it the spell. They cast a spell over the world, and you do it through picking very well-qualified, impressive people with credentials, paying them well, and going into action together. Three men walking in step can accomplish a lot, as opposed to 100 men walking at their own pace, each doing his own thing. It's as simple as that, and it's done through repetition and repetition, and it's done from the top down. When you see from the top down being put through big marketing companies, it's in greening policies are in marketing companies. They're taught that now in business school, etc. Environment is a big, big part of it because it's big bucks. You know it's an agenda. It's an agenda, but that's what they're going to use to get us all to obey, reduce the population, allow ourselves to be guided from birth to death by bureaucracies and officials from government. That's the Brave New World scenario. And we'll go through different phases. Right now we're going through the Orwellian phase, which will eventually, over 30 years, end up in the Huxleyan stage of Brave New World, where they're going to give us new types of perfected slaves as the workers to serve the small elite. 30 years of riots, in the meantime, have been predicted by the Department of Defense as they bring down the old system. And so within that 30 years, they want a really stupid population who can't even read and write to grow up, who will be pretty well illiterate, and they've been very easily managed as they go through this stage of chaos and riots, etc. It's all planned this way. Yeah.
They really can't carry this out without our consent, though, can they?
That's correct. They need our consent at every step of the way. Remember that silence connotes dissent, consent. Your silence legally, in the legal definition, if there's no comeback from the public, that is consent.
Yes, in times like this, silence is treason.
Yes, it is.
I appreciate your work, Alan.
And thanks very much for calling.
Thank you.
Now we've got Jim from Texas on the line. Are you there, Jim?
Yes, how you doing?
Not so bad.
Oh, I enjoyed your books. I read Cutting Through the Matrix 1, 2, and 3.
Yes, uh-huh.
And I reread them. There's a story that came to mind when I was reading this, the Samson and Delilah story. That's another esoteric story there.
Yeah.
And I enjoyed that. And I had another question, is that I don't know much about Egyptian hieroglyphics or the pictographs that they have, but they never show them building the pyramids.
Mm-hmm.
They show everything else that they did in that time, but except that. Mm-hmm. And those are some questions that I, you know, that bother me sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know Stu Best?
Pardon? Do
you know of Stu Best?
Yeah.
You do?
I've heard, yeah.
Have you seen his video, the Red Star?
No.
Chronicles. It's something that he went to the NASA website, and mm-hmm. he was looking at Mars and all those photographs, and they're all untouched, and he found two cities on the equator there.
Oh, listen, that stuff is utter tripe. It's utter rubbish.
Well, I mean, they're...
It's utter rubbish, and here's what it is, and they've played the Mars trick since the days of H.G. Wells. It's an old Masonic trick, because red is for revolution. You revolution the minds of the people by conning them, and they want to believe it. Back with more after this break.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful, attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600, or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Most of mankind's diseases have now been conquered. This medical breakthrough can save your life or the life of a loved one. Please listen. The answer to AIDS, hepatitis A, B, and C, malaria, herpes, TB, most cancers, and many more of mankind's worst diseases has been found. Details of this amazing secret has been freely disclosed in Jim Humble's book, The Miracle Mineral Supplement of the 21st Century, available at miraclemineral.org. Read how, in five countries of Africa, over 75,000 cases of malaria and other diseases were successfully treated with this new mineral supplement. Learn more at miraclemineral.org. It also works with cold, flu, pneumonia, sore throats, warts, mouth sores, and even abscessed teeth. Download part one of this amazing book free at miraclemineral.org. Then, if you're satisfied, purchase part two for only $9.95 or the hard copy for only $19.95. Please enter RBN when prompted on where you heard about miraclemineral.org.
Question: is the world getting better or vastly worse?
The world economic collapse could come any day.
Question: are you prepared or are you ignoring the signs?
Question:
do you have 7 years of healthy food for your family? Answer. Go to survivalistseeds.com now. 12,000 seeds giving you 5,000 pounds of food for just 4 pennies a pound.
Without a long-term food solution, your choices are limited.
Visit survivalistseeds.com and check out our doomsday water filter system.
Without water, you die.
It's all online at survivalistseeds.com.
Are you prepared?
That's survivalistseeds.com. Go to survivalistseeds.com. Do it now or become
property of the New World Order.
Hi folks, I'm Alan Watt, cutting through the matrix, and I'd like to just comment on that last caller there. They've already shown how the pyramids in Egypt were built. We even have the aerial photographs of the massive ramps they built right up to the pyramid where they dragged these boulders up. We have the graveyards of the workers all around the pyramids dug up, and even the work camps they worked in over generations to build them. You have all the food, and you have little skeletons of fish that were fed on, bones of meat and so on, and the cooking facility areas, including the place where they baked all the bread. And as far as the Mars thing goes, they've pulled this con out You know, so much goes back to Zachariah Sitchin. For years, a lot of money went into making a myth based on one man's unique interpretations of the Sumerian tablets. I say unique because no one else who studies all this stuff, all the other experts, will even take the man seriously. It's a joke, but it's a fascinating joke. And that's where Planet X comes from and all this kind of stuff. And many others, there's a whole bunch, a clique, have built their stories and their careers on the books of Zachariah Sitchin, each with faulty, farcical outcomes. There are websites up there on Sitchin by other university professors who totally expose him for what he is. He was just a failed journalist from Israel who hit on a great idea of a great scam, but I think he was put up to it and funded as well, personally, because of those who, his particular names of the people who follow him and build on his stuff, who are still occasionally appearing on radio today. And there's even one preacher came out, and he starts off with the face on Mars, and a lot of money went into making an animated little picture of for him, for this preacher, and it ends up with a huge city in Mars, all animation, of course, and there's a huge pyramid there, and inside it's a 500-foot image of Amun-Ra, and yada yada yada. All fascinating stuff for all the modern Trekkies. But total fabrication of nonsense. But people like the fantasy. Facts don't matter. There are many people who get caught up in this stuff. And going back to Sitchin's material, if you were to follow it, you would be the victim of one of the greatest psychological warfare experiments ever done. The purpose of psychological warfare is to negate the enemy, destroy him before any action is taken. Psychologically, you have defeat him. If you are convinced that these Anunnaki-type creatures, these great characters, built us as inferior worker bees, slaves, with tiny minds that could never defeat them, then the game, obviously, would be technically well over. End of story. You've been put out of the running. But to go into the actual Sumerian tablets, it's not hard to learn the tongue yourself. I studied it to find out what it really said. And sure enough, it was all about these particular deities. One was the sun, one was the earth, and the other gods are in between, in the spirits of the ether. That's what they are. Very, very simple. But when you wrap it up in a space-aged era that we live in, you can only bring it out when we have rocket ships and so on in the beginnings of space travel. It wouldn't have worked in any other century. Then these sci-fi writers go into action and reinterpret everything to suit their stories, and that's exactly what Zachariah and those who followed him have done. Planet X, you have destroyed us four times in the last 15 years, no one ever saw it. It was quite the thing. Except they used Mars, which was closest twice in those times, claimed it was Planet X, and these silly neurotic people were freaking out. From Hamish and myself, up in Ontario, Canada, it's good night, and may your God or your gods go with you.
Men, are you urinating more?